This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescuers in the United States searched through the tornado-splintered ruins of homes and businesses Sunday, including a candle factory staffed with dozens of night shift employees when it was flattened Friday night. This as the state of Kentucky's governor warned the death toll from the outbreak could top 100. Factory workers sheltered in what was supposed to be the safest part of the building, but it may not have mattered because the twister Friday night was so big, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Authorities on Saturday reported rescuing 40 of the 110 people who were believed to be in the building at that time, but by Sunday, hopes of finding anyone else alive had all but evaporated. A nursing home and an Amazon distribution center were also smashed in other states in the unusual mid-December swarm of tornadoes. The tornado that carved the path of destruction in Kentucky touched down for more than 320 kilometers in the state. Experts on Sunday said the volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma that has sent spectacular rivers of molten lava running down the slopes for nearly 3 months is the longest running on the Spanish island since records began in 1500. It began on September 19th. According to a disaster monitoring group, the lava flows have damaged or destroyed at least 2,600 buildings, forcing the evacuation of thousands of people from their homes on the island. Spanish experts had initially said the La Palma eruption could last up to 3 months. Volcanic eruptions are known to be unpredictable. The red-hot lava from this particular volcanic eruption has lit up the night sky and disrupted daily life on the island in the Canaries. From Washington,